The attack took place in the heart of Tel Aviv, targeting the Ilka bar when it was bustling with customers. The gunman from here escaped to Jaffa, only a few kilometers away. But it took security services about 9 hours to find him and kill him on the spot. And even if Israel's security services had been on high alert, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said what he describes as lone wolf attacks are difficult to stop.
Terrorist attacks without an organizational infrastructure are really a major challenge for the security system, but it will withstand it. Our enemies will look for every crack and take every opportunity to attack us. We are in a difficult and challenging time. This might take time.
Just 10 days ago, the Prime Minister had called on Israeli gun owners to carry their weapons. Since then, applications for new licenses have rocketed, even though rules on firearms remain strict. Civilians can only own one gun and up to 50 bullets. This comes at a time where Israel is inching closer to a political crisis. The Prime Minister's coalition has lost its majority in parliament earlier this week after a member of the Knesset defected. His government is not about to collapse yet, but it's facing a major challenge from Israel's most acute politician. Benjamin Netanyahu is believed to want to make a comeback. This wave of attacks, a perfect storm for the former prime minister wanting to reposition himself as Mr. Security. He tweeted, "We are undergoing a wave of terrorism with 4 attacks within a few days. A tough hand and a firm stance is needed to restore peace and security to the citizens of Israel." Bennett pledged there will be no restrictions on Israel's response to this latest security challenge. That is a worry for Palestinians with the holy months of Ramadan underway. One major checkpoint near Jenin was shut down indefinitely. Palestinians living in the occupied West Bank now bracing themselves for more raids, detentions, and possibly fighting and death. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Tel Aviv.